have not gone to the moon planet.
Yes?
Yeah. It is far, far away. Their calculation is wrong.
Oh.
They are going to a wrong planet.
It must be the Rahu planet.
Yeah, or something, not moon planet.
How many...
It is above the sun planet.
Moon planet is farther?
Yeah.
Because they say that the moon planet is the closest planet to the Earth. That's their calculation. And they say that it orbits around the Earth, and then that the Earth orbits the sun.
They're all wrong. What is it, according to them, what is the distance of sun planet?
Sun planet is 93 million miles.
They say the moon planet is only 250,000 miles.
Come on. Is their calculation for the distance of the sun wrong also?
Yes.
93 million? It says in the Bhagavatam exactly what the distance?
The whole universe diameter is 50 koti jojan.
Oh, yeah.
1 jojan equal to 8 miles.
Yes.
And 1 koti is 10 miles, 10 million. So, 15 into 10 million into 8.
Yeah. So it's 50 crores yojans. 50 crores yojans?
Yeah, 50 crores yojans. So, 1 yojan equal to 8 million.
Mm.
1 crore equal to 10 million.
That's 80 million. 80 million times 50.
Yeah.
Means
480
times 50
4
is
billion.
4,000 million, which is 4 billion?
Yeah. 4 billion miles.
4 billion miles is the diameter.
Is the diameter.
You gave that in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya,
yeah,
also.
And the sun is in the middle.
Mm.
So 2 billion miles from the edge of the universe.
And they say 93 million.
93 million, yeah.
Well, that's from
less.
The Earth to the
from
sun.
From the Earth planet.
That's not from the sun to the edge.
Yeah, that's from the Earth.
That's planet. From Earth to the sun.
Is Earth near the edge of the? Is the Earth near the edge of the universe?
No.
No.
The higher planetary systems are closest to the sun, and then
sun is the middle.
Oh, sun, right.
This is circumference. Sun is the middle.
Yeah.
And the whole diameter is 50. Blazing.
say that they measured the moon.
Huh?
They say that they've measured the moon and that it's very small compared to the Earth. It's very tiny.
All wrong.
If it's a longer distance than the sun, but still it appears so big in the sky, it must be a very large planet.
Yeah. Similarly, Mela's and others, they're all above.
Above the sun.
The sun is moving there about there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One universe, and there are thousands and millions of universes. Jagadanna koti, yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. That is God's creation, and they're becoming God. I am God. If we simply think of the creation of God, we can appreciate how great He is.
That's why it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
They say God is great, but they do not know how great He is. That is explained in the Vedic. Of course, those who are saying God is great, they are pious. And those who are saying that I am God, how foolish they are. Therefore I say that anyone who says I am God, immediately kick with your shoes on his face. Such a cheater.
There's one of the disciples of Guru Maharaji, Bal Yogeshwar, is in Perth. They have their center here. And he's giving lectures daily. Many people are attending.
That he's God.
Well,
there was an article in the paper yesterday from India. It says that the Indian court has banned Guru Maharaj from leaving India. They have issued an order that he must stay until the court is finished because his brother is suing. Because his brother published a photo showing Guru Maharaj embracing and kissing an American girl in the paper. And so the Guru Maharaj published a picture of his brother doing the same thing, but they say it was a fake photo, so the court is holding him in India and they're having a legal battle, suing each other to see who is God.
It seems like these demons who say that they are God, eventually they will end up destroying each other.
Yeah.
Thank you.
are fools, rascals, bluffing. But even the scientists, they are also bluffing. Now Russia and America combined together going. Let's see what do they do.
There's one article about scientists in the paper. It says, Wonder Food will help control heart disease. They say they have a new food way of feeding beef and poultry so that the food, when they eat the beef, won't give them heart attack.
Huh?
They say if they feed them a special diet, they found... It changes the cholesterol level in the beef, so if they eat it, they won't get heart attack like they used to. And it says the director of the National Heart Foundation, Ralph Reeder, said he believed the process was one of the most significant contributions in recent years toward controlling heart disease. It should not be taken lightly by skeptics. It is a world's first, he said.
Now they're also thinking that different types of meat cause cancer. Not only heart disease, but cancer.
Scientists got to gain by bluffing. What have the scientists got to gain by bluffing us with these
position? Material world means they want some material gain, some adoration, and some fame. This is material. So by bluffing you, I get some material profit and adoration and fame. Why shall I not do it? Everyone is doing it.
That's the cheating propensity.
Yeah. The material world have come to imitate God. Adoration, fame, material profit. It's like this man, he has come to this country, he's getting money, he's getting over and becoming God amongst the fools. He said, it's not. That's all. This is not gain. If I get over money and adoration, is it not gain for me?
Yes, just like Hiranyakashipu.
Yeah. Materialist thing man means he wants all this in different ways. Somebody is becoming God, somebody is becoming philosopher, somebody is becoming scientist. The real purpose is these three things. La puja pratishtha. And our philosophy, we don't want anything of this. Just negation. Na dhananga na janananga na sundarin kavita. Say, or deny, we don't want
Kathy Bushman. What do you want? We want simply to serve Krishna. This is our goal. They don't want to serve Krishna. They want to imitate Krishna. And that is it.
Srila Prabhupada, many times when I'm seeing professors or students also, they seem to think that traditional Hinduism, or whatever they think it is, they say that the Mayavadi philosophy or monist, they think this is traditional, and because there's so many translations of the Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads they've read, and they're all impersonal. So I was wondering, what is the best way to convince them that actually, that is not actually the original tradition of understanding?
How they're becoming foolish, that they're reading Bhagavad Gita and they're accepting original tradition of the Mahabharata. Original tradition of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna said, Aham Vivasati Yogam Pratvam. I said, I am person. Now these rascals are accepting in person. Why do they read Bhagavad Gita? If they have got different theory, let them differently. They are cheating. Bhagavad Gita is popular. Therefore, they are taking advantage of Bhagavad Gita and pushing on impersonals. But here the tradition begins, Aham Vivasati Yoga, where the impersonal. So if they want to be cheated willingly, who can serve them? They are reading Bhagavad Gita and deviating from the words of Bhagavad Gita. Then what is the meaning?
They don't know, they simply...
That means they are so rascal. You are reading Bhagavad Gita, you must... Take the words of Bhagavad Gita. Why you are taking other words? What business you have got?
They think by majority. Most people think
majority or minority doesn't matter. But why you should take Bhagavad Gita to establish your rascal theories? That means you are cheating.
But they think that's the meaning of Bhagavad Gita.
That's the meaning of.
That's what they think. They think because they've read so many commentaries.
Why do they think? If I have written one book, my words are my meaning. Why you should give meaning? I shall kick on your face. What right you have got? You write another book. Why should you take my book and give your meaning? What is it?
These professors didn't write the books, but they read all these Swami this and that books, translations, and then they think, well, all these Swamis say it's like this.
That if you read one book, you must understand what the author says. Why should you bring something else to understand that book? What is this? If you want to say something else, you write your own book or bring that book. Why you should take my book? If you want to smoke ganja, why should you take my hand? You have got your hand, you smoke ganja. What is this? I take your hand and smoke ganja?
But they say that we need the help of these different commentaries to understand such deep
philosophy. Why should you take Bhagavad Gita? There are different philosophers, they have got different theories. Make your theories. But why should you make your theory on the basis of Bhagavad Gita?
Well, they say they want to study the Bhagavad Gita.
But that is, you study as it is.
They can't read Sanskrit.
But they don't know. They think we have to accept from these different Swamis. They are the authorities.
Why you should? If you do not know Sanskrit, why don't you learn Sanskrit? one who knows Sanskrit. What is this nonsense? I say, give me a glass of water, and you do not know Sanskrit. You say, no, it is not meant for him, it is meant for me. What is this?
But the professors aren't doing this.
They know Sanskrit.
They want to read the Bhagavad Gita, so they're accepting these Mayavadi philosophers' interpretations.
Huh?
Because he's speaking of the professors, not of the ones writing Bhagavad Gita interpretations.
So why interpretation is required when you cannot understand? But when the things are understood very clearly, it's like we have been in Kurukshetra. That place is there for millions and millions of years. And why one should interpret Kurukshetra in this body? Why should we accept this meaning? Kurukshetra is already there. Everyone is going. And if somebody interprets, no, Kurukshetra means this body, so why I shall be so foolish to accept this interpretation?
Well, people say that they're not sure whether it's a symbolic meaning or an actual meaning.
So that is your conjecture. But when you read a book, you should understand the wording of it. You cannot conjecture.
Because they say some of the greatest literatures...
willingly they want to become fools.
There are so many great symbolic literatures.
You are saying this grain, if you interpret, it is not grain, it is white. What is it? Can you interpret like that? It is grain, and no, in my interpretation, it is white. What you are seeing, it is not actual seeing. You can go on saying like that. But I am an ordinary man. Why should I take it white? It is green. That's all.
That is the way of great writing, to write in symbolism.
That is, great literary works are done in that way.
They call it writing between the lines.
Yes.
There's some hidden meaning.
And so if Krishna therefore was such a great philosopher, then naturally he would have also use those literary talents to write in between the lines.
Oh, yeah. He will become very good. Brahma, yes. We don't touch him. All the acharyas, they did not touch him. Those are authorities. Vyasdev, he did not. Accept these foolish theories. Narada never accepted. Recent Acharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanacharya, Chaitanya. Why should I accept these third class professors? Kick on their face. We have got authority. We support.
I think they want to interpret Bhagavad Gita because they do not want to surrender to Krishna.
That is the idea. That is the real purpose. They want to kill Krishna. That is the endeavor of Hiranyakashipu concept. That we shall kill Krishna. And ultimately they become king. Their faith is like that.
The whole idea of Indian history, of Vedic history, is completely perverted. When we say 5,000 years ago Vyasadeva compiled this in writing, they say there was no civilization 5,000. They said only 2,000 years ago there were some tribes, and they were not very moral, and things like this. All completely nonsense, because they misread the Bhagavat and things like this. And then they teach this, some of the students these crazy ideas. Not all of them, but I talk to some who teach like this.
The more you fight with these rascals, the more you advance in Krishna consciousness. You are a fighting soldier. Krishna very much appreciate. You take Bhagavad Gita by your own interpretation, and I take Bhagavad Gita as it is, No, he's right. Who decided? You interpret in your own way. I don't interpret. I take it as it is. Now we are two parties. So who is correct?
They say because so many others...
There are two parties, that's all. Mm. Others mean one who interprets. There is one party. And there is one party who does not interpret.
They say
who is correct?
They say we are right because we are more.
Huh?
They say we are many. And
many asses means there is an opinion. Many asses give some opinion. Is that opinion?
They say so.
They say we have PhD and we are swamis. There are so many swamis and things like this.
Majority.
Democracy.
Huh?
Democratic method. Majority rules.
The result will show.
That democracy is the illumination of civilization.
But actually many of them appreciate the actual translation because it's so much more clear. It's just that before they didn't read it. Many of them, now they're reading it, they appreciate it very much.
Want to remain in the minority, don't want to be in the majority.
Spiritual life will accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, and the others take all the other versions.
Actually, these professors aren't interested in spiritual life, they're just thinking. They just think and talk, but they're not interested in spiritual life either way. They don't follow the other commentary.
What is spiritual life?
They consider spiritual life as a simply a department of philosophy.
Yeah. Psychology.
Yes.
Spiritual life is reality. They do not understand. They take it as something. Mankind.
Srila Prabhupada, sometimes if we go out to preach and we go away from the association of devotees, what can we do to make sure that we may...
You
may
go at least two, don't go alone. That is a system. And go to preach, we must go at least two. If possible, more than two. Don't go alone. There is no other system. This Guru Maharaj cannot go back to India.
No, he cannot leave India. He went to India to struggle with his brother and mother.
And now it is.
And now the court says you cannot leave India until we've settled this. They've issued a court order not to leave India.
That is good.
Yes. He can remain there.
The case is, who is the complainant?
Originally, the story is something that the father started the whole movement, and then he died.
He was a great cheat.
Yes.
Yes, chief cheat.
And his wife cheater, she wanted to carry it on, and her eldest son was named God, or the leader, and But she thought that this Guru Maharajji was better, more appealing to the people. So she changed and said, he can be the leader. Then he started the Western movement, and then he began, and she noticed that he was becoming playboy instead of God. And so she began the trouble in India, and she claimed that he was no longer suitable because he was eating meat and intoxication and becoming a playboy. All these things, dancing. So she started the trouble in India, and she wants to reinstate the older brother as the leader and take away this the younger one, Guru Maharajji. So that's how the trouble started.
So her business may go on.
Yes, because
all, she tried, the younger son, when he's failure, now replace him.
Yes.
Actually, he was a good investment. She made a lot of money on the younger son. Probably more than she would have on this older one, because the older one is not so attractive. It's kind of ugly. This younger one is very...
attractive?
Yeah, kind of cute. Everyone thought he was cute. Young, fat.
So now he has gone to India to try to win the battle. And in the course he's been sued, and the court order says he must stay until the suit is finished.
When the movement first came out to Australia, about 3 or 4 years ago, one of his disciples, who was a girl, she came through Perth. And at that time I was arguing Bhagavad Gita with her, but she could not understand. She could not see that it was Krishna to surrender to and not Guru Maharaji.
Whenever we place a good argument with them, they say, yes, but all these words are just words, and actually is beyond words. The truth is beyond words, so never mind.
And you are talking words, you are not beyond.
Then they should not talk anything.
You stop, you are talking. Because you are not beyond, you are talking also like me.
Then they
say that the absolute truth is beyond words. That way we don't have to explain anything
about
it.
We don't say beyond words, you say. But you are talking, therefore you cannot speak about absolute truth.
Well, they don't. They don't. They don't. They only talk nonsense. They don't like to argue about the absolute truth. They'll only talk nonsense.
Big meeting arrangement.
Well, they hold the meeting and they say, you come to us and take knowledge.
Take knowledge.
That is word. That is word.
But they say it's something else.
You are using words, chemist. Why do you say beyond words? The word is helping you.
Well, they say the actual knowledge is beyond words. You so come and take knowledge from us and you'll see that it's beyond
the
words.
The beginning is word. So, where is the absolute knowledge?
They say that you have to take from us. If you ask them to describe it, they say,
better
no, you have to.
Better to talk with you.
Better to?
Yes, don't talk. So, lower grade man, it is useless to talk with
you. Yeah.
God is determined by the word of court. He has no power to defy the word of court.
The judge will judge him.
And he's God.
Yes. He will probably bribe the judge. That will be the real... Because he is so rich, he can pay the judge a few million rupees, and the judge will say, yes, yes, he is God, by court's rule.
Then the other party will go to appeal. Where where he is being judged. In the Supreme Court or Lower Court?
I'm not sure. Actually, the judgment is whether or not he put a false picture in the newspaper of his brother with a girl. And the suit, the older brother is claiming that first he put a picture in the paper showing the younger Guru Maharajji kissing an American girl. So Guru Maharajji put another counter photo showing his older brother with an American girl. So the suit is over whether this second picture is a real picture or is it artificially made. That's what the court will decide.
Oh, that is the issue.
Yes.
So, in other words, the case is a god cannot kiss an American girl. Is that the case?
Well, not in public.
Well, saying the mother's claim is that the Guru Maharajji is not fit to be the leader now because he
has kissed one American girl?
Yeah.
Well, not one, but
many.
Yeah.
His character in general has degraded.
That was the initiation.
She says he has fallen down, and this is evidence.
God is fallen down.
That means kissing an American girl is fallen down. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Why it is fallen down, Krishna, he kissed so many gopis, he can defend that.
He may do that.
Huh?
Maharaji may do that.
Do that. He's the same Krishna. Now, normally Krishna used to kiss our God.
This was in public. This was in public.
Krishna I was doing public.
But he cannot do anything like lift Govardhan Hill or have 16,000 watts.
That is both for them. Let them lift only one man weight. Then they will come. But they cannot do neither of them. That is impossible. They have not killed any demons. They are taking advantage of the foolishness of some people. That's
the only quality they have exhibited is expertness in cheating. That is their qualification. Because so many of them are saying that I am God, they become envious of one another and then they fight and expose each other.
God's competition.
Yes. And then everyone can see that they are simply materialists.
also Pondra.
Yeah. Krishna cut his hair. Let this Guru Maharaj cut the heads of the opposition. You are not accepting God. I cut him. Let him cut the head of his brother and mother.
He may do that.
Then we can understand his God. Why does he go to the mercy of court? And the court has detained him. What kind of God?
Charcoal, yes?
Yes, get it.